sons of Zebedee, until the day the stranger came and said, come follow me. His voice was soft and warm but strong, like the rolling ocean deep. His robes without a seam were sewn, like the garment of a priest. His eyes burned with a fire, the like of which they had never known. Neither of them could look away from this man of mystery. He said, come to me the way you are, leave that which you meant. Come to me the way you are, I'll make you fishers of men. He stood and waited patiently and said not one more word. They did not answer. He knew that they had heard. Their hearts burned with a fire, the like of which they had never known. Neither of them could turn away from this man of mystery. He said, come to me the way you are, leave that. Come to me the way you are, I'll make you fishers of men. They dropped their nets and followed, not really knowing why. There was a power in his voice and truth in his eyes. He spoke with love and compassion, the like of which they had never known. Neither of them could walk away from this man of mystery. He said, come to me the way you are, leave that rich old man. Come to me the way you are, I'll make you.
With John and James, 10 more were called. Peter, Andrew, Philip, Matthew, Bartholomew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. All walked with him for 3 years, through good and bad. They heard him preach to thousands, and they saw him heal the sick and raise the dead, and walk on water and turn water into wine. And still some doubted that he was the Holy One, the Christ, Savior of Israel, spoken of by the prophets, sent from God. In their hearts they would ask,
Lord, why do we follow you? Why did we leave our homes and families? Why do we suffer with you and walk these lonely hills? Oh, why can we not leave you? Why can we not go back from where we came? Why do we love you more than ourselves? Why can we not forget your name?
And he, knowing their hearts, would sit and teach them, saying, little ones, you have been chosen by the Father to serve. You did not choose him, but he chose you. I and the Father are one. Therefore, when you serve me, you are serving the Father. Do not fear. For he that chose you out of the world will also bless you both in this life and the one to come. You have not left home and families in vain. When I am delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified and resurrected, you will understand these words. Until then, trust in me and believe that I am Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. No man can alter the eternal plan of the Father. He who loves and obeys me will be loved by my Father and have eternal life and eternal peace. Children, you have always been mine since before the earth was formed. Children, you will always be mine, even when the earth has gone. Follow me, and you will not fall, for where I walk is light. And in the light is life, and living is to love your brothers and your sisters, for all were made by God, and all are loved by Him. Abide in His love, and you will have everlasting. Sons of Zebedee, until the day the stranger came and said, come follow me. His voice was soft and warm but strong, like the rolling ocean deep. His robes without a seam were sewn, like the garment of a priest. His eyes burned with a fire, the like of which they had never known. Neither of them could turn away from this man of mystery. He said, come to me the way you are. Leave that which you mend. Come to me the way you are. I'll make you. Thank you.